I would appreciate a quick.
The bill still conforms with the purposes of the, or the intent from the Susitna area plan. Some of the changes have been fairly technical, but some of the major changes have included, for instance, on page 2, I think the last time you've seen it, the mining activity is no longer described as a specific compatible activity. There is an opportunity to develop a mining property, and that provision is on page 260C. So that's on page 5. And it discusses how, if mining is allowed in a management plan, the commissioner may allow.
Which line are you on, Sam?
Page 5, line 28, it starts.
Line 28, okay.
And 29, the commissioner may, upon a mineral discovery, permit mining leasing, if the leasing is allowed under management plan. And in that case, the commissioner would establish appropriate conditions and so forth.
So then this addresses the problem of people going in and making mining claims and then selling them for home sites, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Now, there is an area that you can location stake, and that's in the upper reaches of the Talkeetna River. That's described on page 5, lines 23 and 24. Mm-hmm. And that also is in conformance with the recommendations from the Susitna plan. There are some mineral deposits up in the Iron Creek area that it was recommended to leave those as is. Last year's bill did not contain the upper reaches of the Talkeetna River. This year's bill does, but it does go along with what the Susitna plan recommended as far as mining was concerned. Mm-hmm. Another change in the purpose section on page 2, we changed compatible economic uses and added the words recreation-oriented economic uses to ensure that, as we describe the purpose of the bill, that we're allowing the what we're thinking about are recreation-oriented economic uses. Other economic uses are considered compatible in 210, but in the purpose section, we're talking about recreation-oriented economic uses. Another change that occurs on page 3, starting on line 19, this is a concern brought up by Representative Menard, in that the boundaries of the Recreation River often extend from the mouth of the rivers in question across the Big Sioux or the Yentna River, and it was concerned that there may be some regulation that took place on the larger river. This makes it clear that the commissioner cannot regulate the area in the larger river.
And what is the effect of that as far as management on this, on the other river?
It doesn't affect the other rivers, but it does suggest that, for instance, if you have a large boat and you're heading up the Big Sioux, and then you cross this corridor that is the extension of the mouth of the other river, that you can't be regulated and told that you can't cross that area. You want to still be able to have your commerce and traffic taking place on the larger river, which was always my intent. Another change as an accommodation to the folks in the Mat-Su borough generally. Let's see here. Where is that? I'll get to it in a minute here. Okay, page 7, starting on line 12. This has to do with whether or not disposals are allowed. The original bill said that within the corridor, no disposals would be allowed. This conforms to the spirit of the Susitna plan, and in that plan it suggests that approximately a half a mile corridor ought to be established along these rivers. And so we've said that the corridor will remain as we've described it legally, but land disposals could take place in the corridor as long as they are at least a half a mile away from the river, which again conforms to the spirit of the recommendations from the Susitna plan. Did I miss anything? There were a couple other changes from an or to an and that really didn't significantly change anything. It clarified a couple things. We required that the commissioner shall establish regulations instead of may establish regulations. There's still an interest in a couple of changes that I would prefer not to make at this point. They're made further down the line. That's the way it goes. But page 2, line 10, there's an interest in changing the word shall to may as far as which compatible activities would be allowed. I felt comfortable in that although the commissioner shall allow, she also may regulate as allowed in the management plan, the following activities. So I'd move that we pass the bill out.
I was going to move.
Okay. Mr. Davidson has moved that we pass that Hospital Management Periodic Committee. Is there objection? Thank you. Thank you, Kurt.
How you doing, Frank?
Okay. Trying to keep up with your constituents.
Yeah, it's tough job.